production is great, but if somebody else wrote it and he just strong-armed them into giving it to him, well, that isn't cool. Been tons of covers, somebody made a lot of money off of it, but just an amazing song, and like I said, a lot of covers, and a lot of songs have copied that format, that beat. One of them was the Osmonds. They did a couple songs that used that. One of them was the Honeybee song. The Osmonds wrote that themselves, and it's from their album Homemade in 1971. Just as funky, just as cool, but it did have a source there that it borrowed from. And one of my favorites, The Credibility Gap. The Rhino Brothers present The World's Worst Records, Volume 2. They do two versions of that song. The other one is called You Can't Judge a Book by Its Hair. Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, David L. Anders. It's a comedy group. A couple went on to be in Spinal Tap. I think you know that group. Anyways, this is a great Jackson 5 parody. And of course, I started that set out with I Can Feel Your Heartbeat by the Partridge Family. So that's about it for tonight. We've got shows coming up here. Swingin' Sundays on Rock and Soul Radios. Next up is Richard Wigg with The Wig Out. Get ready to dance. Start warming up now, right? Don't want to pull a muscle or anything. And then Harry Parmenter at 9 with The Funhouse. Good night, folks. That's it for me this week. I'm Becky signing off. And of course, The Godfather by Hugo Montenegro was my last song. I'm going to sign off with another Hugo Montenegro song. Tie this up in a neat little bow. I actually didn't know about this one. I knew he did this song, but I've only known the version from the TV show. Didn't know there were lyrics to this song, and I hope you didn't either, because it's interesting. Here we go. It's the theme from My Dream of Jeannie. Bye-bye.
Fresh as a daisy, just love how she obeys me, does things that just amaze me so. She smiles, presto, the rainbow, she blinks, up come the rainbow's car stops, even the train goes slow. When she goes by, she paints sunshine on every rafter, sprinkles the air with laughter. We're close as a quarter after three. There's no one like Julie. I'd introduce her to you, but it's no use, sir, 'cause my genie's in love with me.
Number 9.
Time for music. 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 Time.
Number 14.
We'll be right back. this, gang. Something very, very personal from Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
You say you miss someone, well, so do I. You cry it's over and done with, well, so do I. You want someone to joke with, sit around and have a cope with, funny.
Gary Lewis. Yeah. What are you doing? Want to have a Coke? Yeah, right now.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. And Coke refreshes you best. If you want to make things better, have a Coke and get together. Funny thing, so do I. Food go better with, fun go better with, you go better with Coke. Coke has a taste you'll never get tired of. Coke after Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke after Coke after Coke.
Unmistakable sound of the Cynics starting off this week's Wig Out, baby. They are creeping. Lead off track from their second LP from 1988, 12 Flights Up with the Umlets on Get Hip Records, but we have the Canadian issue. Thank you, Glynis. It's on Star Records. Yeah. The Cynics did a lot of damage, had a lot of action up in Ontario and in Canada in the 80s, necessitating a Canadian release of their second album. Oh, man. Love the Cynics so much back then. Love them now. We need more records from the Cynics. Got to keep it going, baby. Got to keep it going like we do here at the Wig Out. Yeah. We're keeping it going here through our razor. The Cynics are creeping. They are creeping, baby. As we are in the middle of our razor. Yeah, we're coming to you. We are proudly listener-supported here at WFMU. We've recently had a funding reduction as federal funding for public broadcasting has been eliminated. Boo, hiss. That gets the anti-Maraca, gets the whatever the opposite of the Maraca of approval is. That's what we give to that. So we're coming hand in hand here for some additional contributions, some additional pledges, either swag for life, increase your monthly contribution for swag for life, or maybe a one-time ad hoc contribution. Either way, we would be most appreciative as we need some funding to get us through the end of the year. All right, baby. Thank you very much. Thank you, WFMUers, baby. Woof moo, baby. All right. This is the Wig Out, middle hour, swinging Sunday. Becky, Bubblegum OD is the first hour at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then here we are flipping out at the Wig Out, baby, 8 to 9 o'clock, and then at 9. At 9, we give it to Harry, and he takes us home with the Funhouse. Expected the unexpected with Harry Parmenter and the Funhouse. All right, we are albums all the way tonight on the Wig Out, because next week is Singles Going Steady week here on WFMU, and we're gonna have a singles-only show, but to set the stage, we're doing 2 weeks of albums all the way. All right, going nowhere, the Double Knot Spies.
Yeah. tell me now. Better come down to the girl.
Breath. Honey, if you ever leave me, scare tell me half you did. And if you ever need good loving, how for me, darling? Baby, you know I will be here.
Because I love you only, I love you. Won't you listen? listen to me, honey. Baby, can't you sleep? Listen to me, child. I've been good and free. Listen to me, baby. Just you were meant for me. Listen to me, baby. Baby, baby, can't you see? I made it so lonely. Cause I love you, only I love you. Well, your eyes can make me cry. You better suck the bullet tight. I keep on loving you like this girl. I love you, yeah, I love you. And I ain't lying.
From their debut LP, That's Love, 1966. Can't Explain, self-titled album. That would have been a great 45, but it's an LP-only track, which is what we're doing tonight. Albums all the way, baby. LP-only tracks, setting us up to do singles going steady next week here on the Wig Out, baby. All right. That's on Elektra Records. And prior to that, surprisingly, perhaps, the Royal Guardsmen, with a great version of I'm a Man, inspired by the Yardbirds. It would have been interesting to see them live as they're doing their Snoopy songs and then a pulverizing version of I'm a Man, among other covers, I'm sure. That is from their second album, Return of the Red Baron, on Lori Records. You can get that cheap, and I highly recommend it. It's got a couple of other good numbers on there, but worth it alone for that version of I'm a Man. All right. And we have The Litter with a cover of a Yardbird song, Rack My Mind, from their 1967 debut LP, Distortions, on the local Minnesota label, Warwick. Warwick, not Warwick. Warwick. I had to cross out the second W there on my set list here so I get that right. That might be my favorite garage punk album of all time. And prior to that, we had The Outsiders, 1967 as well. Blister and Fuzz and Harp, Won't You Listen, from their debut album on the Relax label. That's the Dutch Outsiders. And then from Toronto, The Ugly Ducklings, 1967. Also a blistering version of Hey Mama from their debut album, Somewhere Outside, I think their only album. That's on the Yorktown label. And those three, The Litter, Outsiders, and The Ugly Ducklings. That blistering fuzz guitar from 1967, Take That Summer of Love. Yeah, all right. And then David Clayton Thomas and the Shays, also from Toronto, 1965, a great version of Willie Dixon's Howlin' on Roman Records, the Agogo album is the one that you want to get there. David Clayton Thomas, of course, later of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but we know and love DCT for his time with the Shays. And Fred Keeler, man, a great guitar solo. And then I have to mention Roger Main from the Ugly Ducklings there, also doing Toronto proud there in the 60s. Oh man, pay attention when both of those gentlemen take a solo. And then we went to the 80s with Liars, 1986, from their second album, Liars, Liars, on the Ace of Hearts label. Great version of The Pretty Things, You'll Never Do It Baby, which we played last week. Last week we played The Pretty's original version, and so we had to pump out the Liars there. All right, they're, of course, from Boston, and then we started off from Connecticut, The Double Knot Spies, 1992. Better Tell Me Now, great original, led by the hollow body Vox teardrop fuzz guitar and vocals of Mop Top Mike. Going Nowhere with the Double Knot Spies is the name of that album on the Rockadelic label. I'm Richard Wigg. I'm going to be blasting out the last post here from the Bunker Studio. Give me an all right. All right. Yeah, we're doing albums all the way, LP-only tracks. All right, from Atlanta, I'm really loving this new album by this new group, the Token Hearts. You know some of them from the Woggles, the Subsonics, Tiger Tiger. They have this great new album out that came out a couple of months ago, earlier this year. This is the Token Hearts, and the track we're going to play here is Leave Here Alone.
She doesn't seem quite real. slippers on the ground. Soften each step that she takes. These deadbeat sounds erupt from the miles she makes. She goes.
temples and praise the devil right. The devil's club as it strikes midnight.
maintenant. Je ne veux plus des gens qui m'empêcheront de marcher au plafond. C'est la troisième fuite de Mohamed Ali.
Surrounding me, the rest it gives me is a marvelous thing. I see a bird who's cleaning his two wings. Now far away of all the noise, the screaming children playing with their toys. People always running after me to tell me what to and what to be. In the distance, just stands an oak tree. I close my eyes and slowly sink away. In this field, where I always wanna stay. Oh, I sleep, yes, I sleep. In this field. Always separate myself like this, but now it's mystery.
She hit me with a stick. We're on time, she's telling everybody that I was dressing up just like a chick. But I wouldn't change it if I could.
I wouldn't change it if I could.
Well, I wouldn't change it if I could.
I wouldn't change it if I could.
I wouldn't change it if I could.
It don't do me no good. Well, it won't bring you back to me. Put me in your arms.
I wouldn't change it if I could.
It don't do me no good.
across the wall so paper thin. Blankets won't keep us warm. A leaking ceiling every time it comes to rain. Took everything we had and washed it.
Token Hearts from their debut album on Midnight Cruiser Records. That track is Behind the Walls. We bookended that set with some Token Hearts tracks. I just love that group from Atlanta. All right, prior to that, from Seattle, The Duchess and the Duke. From 2008, Back to Me, from their debut album, She's the Duchess, He's the Duke, on the Hardly Art label. I highly recommend that album. Actually, I highly recommend all of these albums, as we are doing albums all the way. Let's see, we have the Q65 from 1966, Summer Thoughts in a Field of Veed. From the Revolution album on Decca Records, a Dutch group there from The Hague. And we have the Sinner from Montreal, La Treizième Fouette de Mohamed Ziali. From their debut album, Sinner Is Me, on the Rusticana label from 1967. All right, and then The Deep from their Psychedelic Moods album. Colored Dreams was a track we played there from 1966. A Psyxploitation record. Not a real group, but a fantastic, phenomenal record. Quite possibly the first record to use the term, use the word psychedelic in its title. That's an LP on Cameo Parkway Records. And we preceded that with a track by Greg Stackhouse Prevost. You know him from the Chesterfield Kings. But I love his solo material from the last couple of years. That's a cover of Rocky Erickson's I Have Always Been Here Before. A little tongue-tied when I try to say that. That's from his latest album from 2024, After the Wars, on the Mean Disposition label. And we had David Blue from his debut album, 1966, So Easy As She Goes By, on the Elektra label. And then we started off with the Token Hearts and the lead-off track from their debut album, Leave Here Alone, on the Midnight Cruiser album. All right, that's from earlier this year, 2025. All right, peoples. All right, Wig folk. You've been listening to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm honored to be blasting out the blastfuls here from the Bunker Studio every week on Swingin' Sunday. We are in the final stretch here of our racer here on WFMU, where we're coming for a little extra cash. A little additional support. We are proudly listener supported, and we have a budget shortfall since federal funding has been eliminated for public broadcasting, and that is us, community radio. All right, so if you got a little extra, please go to wfmu.org, see the widget, follow the links, and give and donate and contribute whatever you can. We would greatly appreciate it. All right, We're going to take us out here with an instrumental from that Love album that we played earlier. Here's the last song on side one, Emotions. All right, make way for Harry. He's coming in at the top of the hour here in a few minutes with the Fun House. And Wick Folk, be weird, peoples. Be weird. Be wonderful and weird. We'll be back next week. Same Wick time, same Wick channel. All right.
The Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun.
I was told what it means to be a man.
Paul Ace Frehley, dead at age 74. The lead guitarist of Kiss and the best musician of the band, Ace earned the way overused term legendary with his wild spirit and unchained guitar playing. He was the not-so-secret weapon in that band, and he delivered it night after night and on those first six great albums. And I know I just happened to do a Kiss show about 6 weeks ago, but for me, hey, well, while not unexpected, this is a truly sad passing. I saw Ace exactly 4 months ago at the Whiskey A Go-Go on the now dilapidated Sunset Strip, and the joint was packed. Ace and company delivered the goods, and he's just a funny guy, you know, much like his main inspiration, Curly of the Three Stooges, but a deadly serious rock and roll guitarist. Ace was a Hellraiser, and it's additionally appropriate to honor him tonight in the midst of the WFMU Hellraiser fundraising marathon. People have been incredibly generous thus far, but we're still pushing as we are still way short of making our nut, and we need your support. Music is so important, a unifying bond when there are so few, and always there when you need it. And we need your help in keeping WFMU and its multiple streams going strong 24/7, 365 days a year. So please go to WFMU.org and click on the Pledge Now button and do what you can. It's great new swags when you contribute a certain amount, and we'd love to get rebooted pledges from our essential Swag for Life members. Times are tough, always it seems, so we only stuck our hand out twice a year, and it's that time. This year has seen the loss of support for public media stations across the country, including FMU, where we saw 8% of our operating budget disappear. We've been getting $200,000 annually for the last 20 years, and just like that, it's gone. Affected stations out there have gone into emergency mode, but we're trying to stick to our usual schedule of just fall and spring fundraisers, and we're hoping you can help us out. Thank you. And now, back to the late, great Ace Frehley.
One, two, three, four.